Dear friends, we are continuing our previous shiur. We saw the machlokas between the Rashbam and the Rabbeinu Chanan. The Rashbam holds that when, according to the Gemara in Baba Basra, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Chaf Beis, Kuf Chaf, Kuf Chaf Aleph, when the Beis Din is, when the Torah Gemara says, from the Pasuk, Vaidaber Moshe Smoadei Hashem, that Beis Din is Mekadesh Moadim, according to the Rashbam, what it means is they're Mekadesh Rosh Chodesh, through which the Moadim are Miskadesh. It's not that they are Mekadesh the Moed directly, but rather there's a Chalos Kiddush that Moadei Hashem Tzrichim Kiddush based in. They just don't need a Dibur Miyuchad Ayom HaMoed by being Kofer Rosh Chodesh. That is automatically also Mekadesh the Moed, whereas Rabbeinu Chananel holds that there is a direct Kiddush HaMoed. That was the Machlokas that we saw. We also saw that the Pasuk the Gemara brings is Vaidaber Moshe Moadei Hashem Ubnei Yisrael, to show us that Moadim require Kiddush and not Shabbos, as the Gemara says. Shabbos Bereishis doesn't require Kiddush. And the Rashbam brings another Pasuk of Eilu Moadei Hashem Asher Tikra Osam Mekorei Kodesh. We were wondering about that, from the extra Moadei Hashem, the Dafka Moadei Hashem, you have to call Mikra Kodesh and not Shabbos. So why does he use that Pasuk? The Gemara is a different Pasuk. Could be had a different Girsa. And the Gemara, that the Gemara also had that Pasuk of Eilu Moadei Hashem Asher Tikra Osam Mekorei Kodesh. That was the machlokas that we saw. In order to explain the Rabbeinu Chananel, we had a whole explanation of Kiddush HaYovel, where we said there are two aspects to Kiddush HaYovel. One is the Beis Din blowing the shofar, and then the Am being Noeg B'Kiddusha. Those are the two aspects. And with this, we will explain the Shita of the Rach. And this is again based on the Torah of the great Tzaddik and Gon of Aaron Cohen, Zecher Tzaddik Kosh Levracha, who is the Chevroner Rosh Yeshiva. And he says as follows, that Yesh L'damos Inyan Kiddush HaMoados L'Kiddush HaYovel. This is the very first siman of his wonderful Sefer on Yoni Shabbos HaMoadim. We don't want to be medami, we want to shtel tzu, as they say in Portuguese. We want to compare the Inyan of Kiddush HaMoados to Kiddush HaYovelos. Be Mekadesh the Moed, be Mekadesh the Yovel. That Kiddush HaMoados has a din hanahogas hatzibur. Kiddush HaMoados has a din of the community acting a certain way b'kedushas hamoed, and that's learned from the pasuk of mikra kodesh yelachem. It says in the sifra, kadsheo me'asiyas melacha, that when we sanctify yontif by not doing melacha, kadsheo ba'achilu v'shtiyo, we sanctify yontif by eating special meals. So it's the Rambam and the Chinuch that the mitzvah shvi'is of yontif is learned from this pasuk of mikra kodesh. And so too the mitzvah of Kiddush of the Beis Din, that is also on the that's a prat of mitzvah mikra kodesh yelachem. The Beis Din has to be machrez, they have to announce, they have to be koveya that this day is going to have Kiddushas Yantif. How do we know that Beis Din has to do that? Because it says asher tikrosam mikrai kodesh. It requires a special kriya of the Beis Din to be koveh this day as a moed, to be noeg bo kedushas hamoados. So again, we have the pasuk of mikra kodesh, and the by the community acting in a holy way, they turn it into a mikra kodesh, they sanctify the day, and the mitzvah's kiddush ala Beis Din is a prat mitzvah's mikra kodesh yelachem. Beis Din is machriz, their koveya, this day is going to have kiddushas yantif, because that's the din of Beis Din sanctifying the moed, like we saw Rabbeinu Chananel says, they have to sanctify the moed directly, and that's learned. So that's a prat of the mitzvah of mikra kodesh, and it's derived from, how do we get that there's bechal such a mitzvah? Because it says, Asher tikrosa mikrai kodesh, it requires a special kri of the basin to be koveh this day as a moed, to be noeg, bekedusha samodo. So according to this, we can explain the Rabbeinu Hananel, who writes that from the pasuk of Vayidaber Moshe, like the Gemara says, we learn that Moadei Hashem require Kiddush Beisdin, and again a direct Kiddush Beisdin of the Moadim, because Moshe Rabbeinu was Mekadesh, etc. Dibur Zeh, what was the lashon of the Rabbeinu Hananel brought by the Rashba and the Shita Mekubetzes? Ki Moshe Rabbeinu Kitcham, Shenemar Vayidaber Moshe as Moadei Hashem of Bnei Yisrael. Dibur Zeh Kiddush Modos, Mipnei Moshe. Sheminan mina shamodim tzrichim kiddush beis and lekovim b'limar hamoyi biyom zeh mekudesh. So this was sanctified by Moshe, and then we also learn for us that we also have to say mekudesh. Just like Moshe was mekadesh, so it would appear that it doesn't mean to explain that Rabbi Nochanan doesn't mean to say that there was a special kiddush of Moshe. No, what it means is vayidaber, like we asked in the previous shir, pash pshat is like this. If free learns that he commanded them to make moados. But through this tzivui of Moshe to be maniges ha'am before alasis ha'amodos, through this tzivui of Moshe to cause the nation in practice to make moados, through this niskachu ha'amodos, through this the moados became holy. So Moshe Rabbeinu told them to do it, and then through their action of making the moed became holy. And that's what the rach means. Dibur zeh kiddush moados hu mipnei Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu told them to do it, so therefore they did it, and Memele became holy. That was the Shah, that was only temporary. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, make a Moed, they made the Moed, and the Moed became holy through their behavior. Aval HaDoros, what about for all the generations? For all the generations, it's a different story. For all the generations, HaDoros, Din Kiddush HaModos, Nasa Ide Dibur, V'Kfiyas HaModos, it's done by the Beis Din saying to make the Moed on a specific day, and that's derived from the pasuk of Eilu Moadei Hashem Mikrai Kodesh Shetikrosam Shetzerich Kriya Miyuchedes. It requires a special Kriya. And so in fact Rabbi Nochanan is also going to use the pasuk of the Rashbam Mikrai Eilu Moadei Hashem Mikrai Kodesh Asher Tikrosam. Right, it's an extra Moadei Hashem. Could have just said Elu. Tikrosa Mikrai Kodesh. Why does it add? We already know we're talking about Moadei Hashem. Why does it add Moadei Hashem? To tell you, Dafka Moadei Hashem need a Kriya. Moadei Hashem need a Kiddush. So you need a special Kriya for the Moadim, a special Kiddush of the Moadim. Call out that it's holy. And we're somech, this din kiddush on the pasuk of Vayidaber Moshe Moadei Hashem. It's explaining the union of kiddush hamodos, that you have to be koveya as yom hamoed, just like it was by Moshe Rabbeinu. By Moshe Rabbeinu, in other words, where did it start? It really started, the Torah is telling us where it started. It started with Moshe Rabbeinu. So what happens today before all is different than it was back then. Back then, it was Moshe Rabbeinu saying, make the moed. Not sanctified, he didn't sanctify it, he just told them to make the moed. And then from this, what do we get? From this we get that we have to go and sanctify the moed. So for Moshe Rabbeinu, it says, Vaydaber Moshe Moadei Hashem, make a moed. What happens when we make a moed? The moed is sanctified. Becomes a mikra kodesh. And then, Ladaros, there's no Moshe to tell us to do it anymore. But Ladaros, we have Eilu Moadei Hashem Mikrai Kodesh Shetikrosam Moado, that we have, we call them out, we sanctify it. That's the pasuk that the Rashbam brings, that the job of the Beis Din is to sanctify the Moados. Beis Din sanctifies it directly, and then we act in a holy way, and that also makes it holy. And that's what it has to be, the Doros. There has to be a special Kriya. Eilu Moadei Hashem Shetikrosam Mikrai Kodesh has to be a special Kriya. So if it would have just said the pasuk of Tikrosa Mikrai Kodesh alone, without Vayidaber Moshe Moadei Hashem, then we would have explained like the Rashbam, that the Kriya is Aidei Kviyas HaMoadim, that what's Elu Kviyas HaChadashim, that what's the Kriya? The Kriya is that they establish the new month. when they establish the new month, mimela, there's a sanctity also given to the holiday. That's what we would have said. But since in addition to this pasuk, there's a pasuk of Eidaber Moshe's Moadei Hashem, so that additional pasuk teaches, no, they have to directly sanctify the Moed, just like Moshe spoke about the Moed, make the Moed, and through that we sanctified it. So too we have today, we have to directly, after Moshe, we have to directly sanctify the Moed. So it's from the Tzeruf of the two psukim. Eidaber Moshe's Moadei Hashem Yisrael, and Moadei Hashem, Shetikurosem, and Torah Kray Kodesh. The Shetikurosem, and Torah Kodesh, that we have to call it out, we have to sanctify it. So you would think that it's enough to sanctify the month, and automatically the Moed is sanctified, like the Rashbam learns, and then Kamash Malan, according to the Rabbeinu Hanan, we have the Pasuk of Eidaber Moshe's Moadei Hashem. No. You have to sanctify the Moed directly, just like Moses spoke about the Moed directly. So from these two psukim, we have the Bepratus Din Kiddush HaMoedah. So according to this, we understand what the Braisa was masmich this drasha on the pasuk of Eidaber Moshe, because Rabbi Nochananel holds that the Iker Mute, that Shabbos doesn't need Kiddush Beis Din, is only on this Din, that you don't have to be Koveya Shabbos like the Moedos, because that's Shayach even B'Shabbos, even though it's Kviya V'Kaima, and we know which day is Mekudosh. Nevertheless, we would have said that you have to explain it like the Moedos. That even though after we're Mekadosh Rosh Chodesh, we already know when the Moed is, nevertheless, you have to say no, you have to sanctify it, give it a special sanctification. So even though we know when Shabbos is, you would say you have to give it a special sanctification, and therefore we have a miut to say, ah, Dafka the Moedim, and not Shabbos. So again, this starts with the what we learned about Yovel, that there are two aspects. There's what the Beis Din does, the blowing of the shofar, and then there's the way people acting according to that tkiya and sanctifying the Yovel, not working the field. So here also, you have these two inyanim. You have what the Beis Din sanctifies the month, and we act in a holy way, and that also makes the month holy. So these are the two kedushim of the Moed. And they're learned, again, from the two psukim. One pasuk saying that Moshe told us about the Moedim, another pasuk that you have to call out, you have to sanctify it, so we know you have to sanctify. But how do you know it's not enough to sanctify Rosh Chodesh and automatically the Moed is sanctified? But rather, you have to go directly sanctify the Moed. That's from Vayedaber Moshe, it's Moedei Hashem al Bnei Yisrael. And we exclude Shabbos. That Shabbos, you would say, oh, we already know when Shabbos is going to be, we have to give it a special Kiddush Beis Din. The answer is no, that's not necessary, only by the Moedim. But to say when Shabbos is coming, that's Pasha, you don't need a miyud for, we know when Shabbos is coming. So according to this, we can be miyashi of the Braisa that was Masmach the Jerusha and the Pasuk of Eidaber Moshe, even according to the Rashbam. The Rashbam holds you don't need a special kriya for the Moed, for the day of the Moed, you just have to be sanctified Rosh Chodesh, and Memela, the Moed is also sanctified. So the Iker Halacha, according to the Rashbam of Kiddush Moedos, is learned from the Pasuk of Asher Tikkurosam Mekrei Kodesh, as he writes. Nevertheless, the Geder of the Kiddush, the nature of this Kiddush, is Misbayer, is explained to us from the Pasuk of Eidaber Moshe's Moedei Hashem al Bnei Yisrael. Because in the Pasuk of Eidaber Moshe Amitya, I would explain that what? That the Iker Din Kiddush Moedos is not a Din Kiddush Mamish. Shalei Dei Kriyas Beis Din Miskadish Moed Veino Rak Kriyas Kviyus, Venerak Kviyus, Likboz, Mana Moed. But I would say that from the Pasuk of Eilu Moedei Hashem, that the Iker Kiddush Din Moedos is not a Din Kiddush Mamish, that through the Kriyasa of the Beis and the calling of the Beis and the Moed is Miskadesh, all it is Kviyus, Likboz, Mana Moed. You're just establishing when the time is. So that's the pasuk of Eilu Moedei Hashem. That's what I would have said. So you have to say when the Moed's going to be. That's all the Beis Din's Shabbos. And according to this, we would need a miyud change Shabbos Breishis Tzricha Kiddush. Why not? Because it's Pasha. You know when Shabbos is. It's always on the seventh day. So according to that, you would need a miyud. But since it says not only Eilu Moedei Hashem, which you would have explained to mean, that you have to say, Asher Tikkurosam Mekrei Kodesh, that you have to, it's not Din Kiddush Mamish, you would say, that it's just a Kviyus, you have to call out when the Moed is going to be. And then there would be no miut needed for Shabbos Bereishis, but the Gemara is Mamayit Shabbos Bereishis. Why? Because since it says in the Pasuk Vayedaber Moshe et Moedei Hashem el Bnei Yisrael, it says that Moshe spoke the Moedim of Hashem to the Jewish people. And what does this mean? Like Rabbeinu Hanan says, that through this Dibur, the Moed was Miskadesh, that he told us to keep the Moedim in Memela, by keeping them, we sanctify them. So this Dibur is Mekadosh the Moed. We learn that the Moedos require Kiddush, and that's Megala unto us, the Pasuk of Mekorei Kodesh, Tekurosam Moedom. It's not just a Kriya and a Kvius, it's not just establishing when the Moed is going to be, but by the Kvius, according to Rabbi Rashbam, by the Kvius of Rosh Chodesh, Memela the Moedim Arosam is Kaddish. Again, you learn from Adabri Moshe Hashem, of Adabri Moshe is Moedei Hashem of Bnei Yisrael. From there you learn that that you have to sanctify the actual moed, and therefore now we're going to reinterpret the pasuk. Now that we have that pasuk, we reinterpret the pasuk of Eilu Moedei Hashem Asher Tekurosam Mekorei Kodesh, that by being koveya Rosh Chodesh, the moed is going to be miskadesh. So in fact, the moed is going to be miskadesh. So that's what we learn from the pasuk of Mekorei Kodesh. The moed itself needs to be miskadesh. So if moedim need kiddush, that's the pasuk Gemara brings. So then the Rashbam says, then when you're the pasuk of Elam Moedei Hashem Shetikurus and Mekorei Kodesh, then when you're sanctifying the new month, you're also sanctifying the moed. Just like it was originally by Moshe that he told him to sanctify the moed by sanctifying, but to keep the moed. By keeping the moed was sanctified. So the only difference between the Rashbam and the Rabbi Yochanan is, according to the Rashbam, you're sanctifying the new month, and Memela, the moed is sanctified. That's part of the sanctification of the moed. And according to the Rabbi Yochanan, no. You're only sanctifying you're sanctifying the moed directly, and it's not sanctified through the sanctification of the new month. The kvius hachodesh nechshev kedibur shel anhaga lifnei hatzibur lasas moados b'yom yuchad, that this kvius, when the Beis Din, according to the Rashbam, when Beis Din is koveh the chodesh, so that's telling the people to make the moed on a special day, on a specific day, and that sanctifies the moed. And now we understand the Havamina, that what? That even Shabbos requires Kiddush, even though it's Kviya V'kaima, nevertheless it requires a special Kriya, Lifnei HaTzibur, to be Koveya on Sunday, that on Shabbos they're going to make Shabbos, just like Moados, that the Kriya Rosh Chodesh has Chosuz Man Shel HaChodesh, so to Shabbos, so just like by the Moed, at the beginning of the month, you say that this new month is sanctified, and when Mele the Moed is sanctified, even though you know when the Moed is going to come out, because it's Rosh Chodesh, but you still have to sanctify the Moed. So even though you know when Shabbos is going to come out, you still have to sanctify Shabbos. That's what you would think. So Kamash Malan, that you don't. So again, we're saying not again, but when you say that when you're Koveya Shabbos, and then on Sunday you're not sanctifying Sunday like you sanctify Rosh Chodesh. But on Sunday you're saying that Shabbos is going to be holy, that today is Sunday and 7 days from now is going to be holy. So even though you know when Shabbos is going to fall out, you still have to sanctify, just like you know when the Moed is going to fall out, but you still have to sanctify in advance. When you sanctify the month, you're essentially sanctifying the Moed, according to Rabbeinu Hanan, according to the Rashbam. And you would think the same applies to Shabbos, that you have to, on Sunday, you have to create the Kedusha already of Shabbos. You have to make a special Kedusha, it would be Kaddish without you. But you have to add on your own special Kedusha on Sunday. So that's the Havamina. That by Shabbos it also applies. Kamash on the Pasuk, no. That it's Dafka, Moed, and not Shabbos. So from Eilu Moedei Hashem Asher Tekurosam Mekorei Kodesh, we learn that when you sanctify the new month, you're also sanctifying the Moed. And where do you know they have to sanctify the Moed? Where do you know the Moed to be sanctified? From the Pasuk of Vayedaber Moshe Moedei Hashem Bnei Yisrael. So there he told them what to do. He told them to keep the Moed, and that sanctifies it. And then from then on, we have a special din that Beis Din has to sanctify it. Either by being Mekadesh the Chodesh, that's the Rashbam, or, like the Rabbeinu Hanana learns, by being Mekadesh the Moed directly. But either way, from the Pasuk of Eilu Moedei Hashem Shetekurosam Mekorei Kodesh, you see that the Moed has to be sanctified. And if not for the pasuk of Vayidaber Moshe's Moadei Hashem al Bnei Yisrael, you would say that the pasuk of Eilam Moadei Hashem Shetikuras HaMikrei Kodesh is just telling us that you have to know when the day is going to be. That's the calling out. The calling out is to tell you when it's going to be. So Kamash Blan, no. Just like Vayidaber Moshe's Moadei Hashem al Bnei Yisrael caused the sanctification of the Yontif. So we have to explain the pasuk of Eilam Moadei Hashem Shetikuras HaMikrei Kodesh that also caused the sanctification of the Kodesh. When is that done? Either on Rosh Chodesh, that sanctifies the month, or the Beis Din has directly sanctified the month. That's the Rabbeinu Chananel. So this is Gevaldik, and please God, in the next shiur, I like to do Hemsheichim, continuations. So I don't want people to have too much to swallow at once. So please God, I'm very much hoping that in the next shiur, we will be able to see more Niflos Mitaras Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friend.